أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق. خلق مما إن دافق. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said that every creation of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has made a protector and a guard over that creation of Allah Ta'ala. And the beginning of the surah started with Allah Ta'ala taking oath of the skies and of this particular star, Tariq, which was a star that appears at night. The connection between the two, the ulama have written, is that as Allah Ta'ala has made for every person two types of malaika which are serving him. The one are لَهُ مُعَصِبَاتُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah has made those malaika who are protecting us all the time. Otherwise, if they are not there, then we will be completely destroyed immediately. As we are sitting now, it appears we are very safely, etc. But anything can happen at this moment. It is the malaika, their protection, that we are being protected. Yeah, even now in our body, something can just go wrong in the flow of the blood. There can be a blockage anywhere, anything. It is these malaika who are protecting us. Our eyes, we are looking, but it is the malaika that are protecting. Otherwise, how many persons? The person just feels a blur, or suddenly he's just gone blind. It is all the malaika who are protecting us. That is one type of malaika which are with us and with all the creation of Allah. Our masjid that is standing at this moment, the malaika are protecting it. If that protection is not there, then we say this happened, that happened, but it was that protection that we had deprived ourselves of. And the other is the malaika, the kiram and katibin, who are on us also all the time, recording our deeds all the time. So the connection between the two is that the skies and the stars, they are also, they've got their protection from Allah Ta'ala. The stars that move at such a velocity, such a speed, which we cannot imagine. And they do not make accidents in their movement. And they are not like our traffic, which we have. We say very heavy traffic nowadays. But the traffic of the stars is much, much more greater. And without fail, there isn't one accident that takes place. It is the malaika that are protecting them. Then there are those stars also that don't make their appearance every night, like the star Tariq. And that is why reference was made to it. It appears only when Allah Ta'ala wants it, on its specific times it makes its appearance. So like that, Allah Ta'ala has made for us also our protection, the malaika. And then the kiram and katibin, they don't expose our amal now in this world already. It is kept recorded, and on the day of Qiyamah, the scrolls will come out. And every detail of every person's, all his actions, which we might well have forgotten also, or even the why we had done those actions, but they will be recorded and they will be shown on the day of Qiyamah. And everyone will be given all his actions from the time he became responsible, that is from the time he became baligh, right through, no matter where he did, what action, everything is recorded. So this is that connection between the two, that everything what a person does is recorded. And all this is, Allah has made this arrangement and revealed this ayat to us, that we become concerned of the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, a person recklessly is just doing whatever he wants to, but everything is being recorded and it will come out on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore, Allah is making us aware of this, that think of this, that what will be your resurrection, and there on the day of Qiyamah, in front of all the creation, everything, no matter how much you concealed it, you thought it was concealed, but it will be shown there. So that preparation. And at the same time again, Allah says, if that also is not enough to wake you up and make you realize, then see from what you have been created. Your sperm from what you have been created. That sperm is such a thing that a person despises it. If it touches the body a little bit, then a person doesn't feel right at all, that dirt, that filth of it. And the minute it leaves the body, or the details of it, from when it leaves its place, etc., now it is so dirty that ghusl becomes wajib, becomes compulsory, not only from where it has come out, but on the whole body. So much so that not one hair of the body, not one little part of the skin must remain dry. So think of what you have been created, and this discussion of what man has been created from is also very, very astounding here in the Quran Sharif, which a person should consider. But just the sperm, which is like dirty, filthy, and that is, we don't want to touch it ourselves. We feel very bad when it touches any part of the body, anywhere. So we have been created from that, so think what we are. And with all this, ulama have written that Allah Ta'ala forgives sins very readily. We make tawbah, but we person must not cry that I will just commit sin and I will make tawbah. We don't know whether the tawfiq of tawbah remains with a person or not. If that tawfiq is also taken away, a person can't say the word tawbah also. Forget the reality of it, the word tawbah also he cannot say. So a person must not become daring and commit sins, but also appreciate that Allah's ni'mat, make tawbah and safeguard oneself of all wrong and all sin. Otherwise the consequences can be very grave, and in the grave also, and on the day of Qiyamah also. So yeah, really the instruction of Allah Ta'ala, for how much Allah loves his bandas, that he's warning them in various ways, be aware of what you are doing, and where you are heading for. Don't think you are just here in this dunya forever, and you will be answerable for everything, so get prepared for that. And Allah has made it very easy, make tawbah, and wherever perchance a sin is committed, again immediately make tawbah. Don't stay there with the sin on your head, make tawbah, and then move forward and correct all your matters which have to be corrected, and then inshaAllah, you Allah Ta'ala's great, great protection will be for that person. Wa akhiru da'wana.